Ramanach and Goldstein.
Okay. So, Kinaim, Kitishverem Bevitnecha.
26.
And Masa Divretora Neimim, Kitishverem Bevitnecha. There is Pasuk on Mishlei, I think, that which is saying that this is pleasant. The Torah. When this is pleasant, when you keep that at your stomach. When Divretora are pleasant, when you keep it. Vematai Tishverem Bevitnecha. And then that's considered that you are keeping that by your stomach. B'sha'a shikonu yachdav al sfatecha. When that's it's like aimed together on your lips. Says Rabbi Zera, that's a second opinion. First he is bringing a few opinions. The second opinion, Rabbi Zera amar mehacha, from this pasuk. Simcha liish b'ma'ane piv. The person has happiness b'ma'ane piv. Ematai simcha liish? When there is happiness to the person, when he has an answer, when he knows, when he is asked how to answer. Rabbi Yitzchak amar ki korov elecha davar mod b'fircha uvelvavcha la'asoto. This is already on the Torah written, on the Chumash Dvarim, which is ematai korov elecha davar mod, when this is very close to you, bizman shebifircha uvelvavcha la'asoto, when you are doing that with you. Mouth and with your heart. Rove, next one, last opinion, I think. Amar mehacha is bringing another posuk. Ta'avat libo natata lo, v'areshet sfatav bal manat ha'sela. What's ta'avat libo? Matai ta'avat libo? Ta'avat libo means desire of his heart. Natata lo, you gave him. B'sha'a, when that occurs, b'sha'a shareshet sfatav bal manat ha'sela. So when he's not prevented... When he's not prevented from learning Torah. So, perush davar ze. What that comes to say? That comes to say ki perush davar ze sheba lomar ki neimut haTorah kasher haTorah nimtzet etzel haAdam befoal. Ki az haAdam usichli kasher haTorah hu imo ve'en neimut lemala mize. Okay. So the way to have the enjoyment of the Torah is when you speak, when you learn, when you are busy with the Torah. And then the person is already like spiritual, his sikhli means. Kasher haTorah hu imo, ve'en imut lemala mize. Vezeu kasher en haTorah mishtakachat mimeno. When you are not forgetting that. Ve'matai en haTorah mishtakachat min haAdam, ve'nimtzet im haAdam, kasher divrei Torah al sfatav tamid. When person is not forgetting, when is the Torah is always on his lips, shulamet b'hem v'chozer aleim v'az haTorah imo, ve'belo ze lefi richuk haTorah min haAdam en nechshevet shaTorah imo. So without that, without learning the whole time, that considered the Torah is not with him. So just a second, let's explain that what's practically. That means practically for example, on extreme example, Rav Chaim Kanievsky was learning, okay? So people came to advise with him. So he was putting his finger on the book, learning a few lines. Then came another one, he listened to him, answered him, and then till the next one continued another two lines. We are not able to do such a thing. And he was going on journeys to be Sandek or many places or a chul. So always used to have a few lines ahead, a few lines ahead. That's why he succeeded to finish the whole Shas every year. Yes, the whole Shas, Bavli, Yerushalmi, etc. So, but I heard that many people do, till him, was no one that's trying to learn the whole Shas in a year. But that caused that people try to copy him. So some make it in 2 or 3 years. And some succeeded to make it similar to him. Not all the stuff that he's doing, but a lot of stuff. So that gave people a target what to do.
But it seems like that's an effective method, because you would have, maybe for him, because he had already done it in the past thoroughly.
Yes, of course.
If you don't do it in the past thoroughly, yes, and you're just running through it, it's not going
to
stay with
of
you.
Of course. So that means first time it takes you to learn one page, more than an hour. second time is less than an hour. Third time, if you are doing, when you remember that, that will be half an hour. 10 time will be less than 10 minutes. Okay, even 6-7 time will be less than 10 minutes. Okay, so some people tried it. So that make people challenge what to want. Okay, so there is another pasuk which is saying im tasveni yom yomayim esveka. That's the opposite side. If you are leaving me one day, I will leave you 2 days. So what means? It's like the Torah is like heat. If you have a heater for boiling water to make coffee, yes. So you will heat that into till 70 degrees 3 times. It won't be 200. Yes, but if you will boil that together 100. Till 100, that's okay. Yes, then it was boiling. So there is need to be the whole time. So I heard that. I will give you another example. So we spoke about energy, about heat. Now I want to speak about drinking, like mm-hmm. plants. So when I came to my older son, Yeshiva, when he was young, say 18 years old, I visited there. After a few months, he was learning. So there was lecture from the Mashgiach, or one of the Rabbonim. So he said, you know, dear parents, you want to see your kid. I understand you, that's very good. But I would like to ask you, what would be if someone will plant a nice flower? And every day he will take that out of the ground to look what's the length of the root. Yes, so it won't grow very well. Yes, so he said, we are giving each boy once a month. To have Shabbos with his family, and we are, that's good that we come and visit him between this Shabbos and this Shabbos, the next Shabbos. But it's not good if he will come to you once a week, because then it's not together always learning. He cannot achieve what he is able to achieve by making one month at once. Yes? And that's their way of education. Yes? So that's similar to what the Maharal is saying here. Ve'below ze, without that, if he is not repeating and learning, לפי שרחוק התורה מן האדם, אין נחשבת שהתורה היא עמו. It's not with him. רק אם התורה היא על שפתיו, just when he is repeating and learning. אבל מי שלמד בעיון, אין השכל עם האדם שהוא גשמי. ורבי זרע למד דבר זה מדכתיב שמחה לאיש במענה פיו. So that the Gemara Noser Seiruvim spoke about the way of succeeding by learning on the area of learning Torah, and there was 4 or 5 opinions on Chazal. So all of them do not have machloikes what's the right way. Everyone agree that you should be attached as much and making that. Be addicted and to the Torah. So what means? But each one of them learned that from another source, pasuk on the Bible. So Rabbi Zera was the second opinion, which was saying, "Lamad ze davar ze medichtiv simcha leish b'maneh piv, ki ra'u shtiyah Torah shlamat Adam." So the Torah is suitable to be the thing which making the completeness of the person. Ki en la adam ashlama ki im batorah. The way to bring the person to his completeness is by the Torah. Kmo shitbar lemala. Ki lekach nikret ha-Torah isha. Ki gam ha-isha ashlamat ha-adam. So he's saying the Torah is like a parallel to woman. It said on some sources on Chazal, yes? So by the way, I think we learned Pasuk on Tehillim, which is on Eshes Chayil, which we sang on Lel Shabbos. So Isha Irat Hashem Mititalal, Zedoro Shel Rabbi Yehuda Barabi Elai, Sheayu Metkasim Shisha Betalit Achat Voskim Batorah. So that the same idea here, hidden, that a woman is like, or the Torah is like a woman, like what's the comparison? That's physical, that's metaphysical. The comparison is that both of them bring the person to completeness. Yes? So here I want to explain that, yes? But I want to explain both sides, because each side should be many lessons by itself. But we say, at least we will say a few sentences on this side and on this side. So let's start with the subject which we started, which is the Torah. So we are saying that the Torah is making the completeness of the Adam. So we already said that when someone is teaching trigonometry, yes, so it doesn't have to be triangle, yes? But when someone is teaching Torah, so he's supposed to follow what he's teaching, to do the same as he's teaching. And the opposite, then the Greek philosophy that used to Socrates, it was as he wrote books about the philosophy of the morality, yes? And he was asked once by his students why he's not doing what he told them. He said, now I'm not Socrates.
Yeah.
Okay, not so, so that's, by us, this is Pitzul Ishiyut, splitting the personality, yes? Mm-hmm. So person should do what he learned, yes? I found that by Chazal, yes? There is description of on Parshas Vayigash that Yehuda is meeting Yosef, and the Chazal is bring things which do not appear at the pasuk at all, yes, like conversation between Yehuda and Yosef. Yehuda is trying to defend his younger last brother, which is Binyamin, brother of him and brother of Yosef, yes? And he's telling Yosef, which is the Egyptian king, I will be instead of Binyamin. I'm stronger, I'm better. So I can't, because I cannot leave him here, because that's a danger for my father. On the Midrash, it said that Yosef asked Yehuda, what have you fought? So why you told your father, Tarof Toraf Yosef? Why you told your father, see the pajama of Yosef, recognize it, who's that? Yes? So it can't be, because the king of Egypt is not supposed to know about selling Yosef, because he's Egyptian. So how the Midrash saying all this conversation? And the long conversation there. And he's asking, answering. So what I understood from this Midrash is that this is maybe fantastic analysis of what Yehuda is feeling between himself, he and himself, while he's coming to claim to the king of Egyptian king, let Binyamin go with me and leave me here. So he knows that he wasn't okay while he let Yosef to be sold to the merchants, to be slave. And he's feeling the contradiction between what happened and what now he's claiming, trying to defend Binyamin. Mm-hmm. But his last step is, let's say I was not okay then, it's not a reason why not to do okay now. At least I will fix what I'm able to do. And that's why he is continuing struggling against this Egyptian king till Yosef understood their mesus nefesh on their Binyamin and taught them the lessons that he wanted to teach them. And by that he could reveal him, couldn't be anymore, and he revealed himself to his brothers. Yes? So we see practical example of person. Everyone is falling sometimes. And that's practical example on very high level, how person is challenging his this difficulty. Okay? Okay. So that's what we spoke about the inner thoughts that Yehuda had, and that person should do the same as his learning and be attached and be following and also learning. Now I said, on other hand, that that is that's compared to women, and I said that the woman is bringing person to completeness, and that's a second subject of lesson by itself. But because of the timing, I will say that just shortly with you. Yes. So people, everyone, when he's getting married, facing difficulties with his wife. Are you normal? Why haven't you closed that? And why you are leaving that this mass? And why you are not doing it that way? Why I waited for you so much a long time, and she's angry at him about A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Okay? And he's insulted. So he's thinking to himself, well, is that... am I a jail? And also is she is criticizing him, and he is taking that much more into his heart. Why? Because if that would be said by someone that he saw at the bus station, I don't care. I don't know him. I don't care. But that's my wife that I'm living with, and she's right. But what she criticized me. So that's. So he's feeling that pain to his heart. He doesn't have what to answer because she knows him very well. She sees him. She can see the mistakes that he did. Okay, but if he is changing his point of view and understanding that the way that the person was created, and Katuv Shekadosh Baruch Hu created the Adam, then he brought him Chava. And then, after he had his wife, v'ayi adam le'nefesh chayai, he became v'ayu adam. Okay? So it said somewhere when they become couple, then they are considered adam. So till the marriage, I'm half adam. I'm missing my second part. I'm not complete. So. If I'm understanding that, so thank you Hashem that you gave me someone to show me with a flashlight what the things that I still have to work about, yes, mm-hmm. and to improve myself, yes? Okay, so then it's not pain, and okay, that's for me, not against me. Mm-hmm. She's loving me, she's trying to because of that she's criticizing me, okay? That's total different point of view. So here is then we can understand that was on the background of the Maharal when he said that that's a comparison between wife and Torah, that both of them bring the person into completeness. Yes, the Torah by showing him the good traits that he should behave and how he should behave, and his wife by showing him the advising him what's a good way is why or when he wasn't doing good, and together both of them make him better than he was before. Okay, so that how we should take that. Okay, I'm continuing on the left side page of bed here, and now he's saying ואי אפשר זה רק כאשר אדם בעל תורה בפועל. So there isn't such an option that person will come into his completeness just when he is learning Torah practically. כי הדבר שהוא בכוח אינו נחשב שהוא נמצא. Let's say someone learned the whole Torah but like theoretically, nice, interesting ideas of Japanese older times. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that doesn't mean to him anything. So then it's not, it's bekoach, it's potentially, but not practically. So that's nothing. ולא נחשב שהוא בעל תורה, it's not אוין זה תורה בפועל השלמות, רק אם תכף שישאל אותו אדם, משיב על זה, על זה. So then when he is considering knowing the Torah and having the Torah, when we ask him and he is able to, when he is asked, he is able to answer. ובזה נראה שהוא בעל תורה בפועל השלמות, וזה שאמר שמחה לאיש במענה פיו. And that's what the Gemara is saying, that the happiness to person במענה פיו. when he's able to answer. Ki kol simcha kasher ushalem. Happiness is when there is completeness. Ve'en lo chesaron. He is not suffering from the lack. Umipnei ashlemut nimtza simcha. And because of the completeness, then there is happiness. Ve'efech ze, but the opposite. I've said, gorim evel v'tuga, the lack or the lose, causing being mourning and suffering and tuga, it means sadness. Yes, sharei yesh evel al met shu efsed. The same as person, we are very sad when someone passed away. So because of his lack, yes. So or also when there is lack of the Torah, that causes sadness to the person. ומפני שהתורה שלמות האדם ועל ידה הוא שלם בפוח, because of the fact that the Torah is making the completeness of the person by that, and just by that is becoming real complete. לכך אמר הכתוב, that's why the pasuk said, שמחה לאיש במענה פיו. The happiness to a person is by his answer of his mouth. רצונו לומר, רצונו לומר, it means to say, כשלמותו היינו שתכף מיד שישאל אותו האדם בדברי תורה, תכף משיב לו, immediately when he's asked, he knows how to answer. ואצל זה התורה נחשב נמצא בפועל השלמות, ואז התורה שמחה לו. רצונו לומר שהתורה היא שלמותו, שכל שמחה מצד השלמות, ולא כשמגמגם בדברי תורה. But not when he is hesitating, not sure. כי אצל זה אין התורה בפועל, רק בכוח. When someone is hesitating, he is not sure, so he has to investigate, to look, to find sources. Yes, sources that speaks about. Yes, רק בכוח שצריך התלמיד חוכם לחפש בספרים. Yes, to search on books, to find the sources. ממילא על ידי זה אינו נחשב שלם בפועל. That's why by that is not complete, is not complete practically. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time we will continue from here. Thank you.